Blog Talk Radio.
An all in thrilling new living sound.
Come on, fans, down for me. Let me see your bounce. Let me see your bounce. Let me see your bounce. Let's go.
Like that, yo.
Baby, every day you're training to get to go. That's why your body's crazy. Can't run it down, that's where the steps go. Girl, I can see in your eyes that there's something inside that made you really wrong. Where did you go? Cause it's the same thing. Over here thinking about the shit you say. Don't know why it gets a minute.
What's up, people? This is the Smart List with Chris S. Fleming. I am your host, the man, the myth, the legend. Once again, like I just said, Mr. Chris S. Fleming. How is everybody doing tonight? I am doing fantastic. I want to apologize to everyone. I want to apologize to all last night's viewers who weren't able to hear my show last night. I was not able to do it due to some technical difficulties with my internet and the place that I'm at. But I'm online tonight, so let's get down to business. And I also want to point out that I am at my grandmother's house, and I don't want to be too loud, so I'm only going to be half the charismatic enigma that I am tonight. So I'm going to do my best to try to respect my grandma that she's, you know, because she's sleeping and she likes to get a rest and she likes her quietness. But I'm going to try to give you guys the best show that I can give. So, anyway, how you guys doing tonight? Anybody out there? Anybody? Yeah. Oh, anyway, I absolutely, totally missed SmackDown tonight due to the fact that, like I said, my power went out. So I was not able to do the episode, people. So you guys might have to fill me in. Also, I am not doing this on Skype tonight. I am doing this on my phone. Yes, I'm doing this on my cell phone because I love this show. I love to do this show so much, and I don't want to let you guys down again a second time. So I don't want to take any chances with my signal being going in and out, in and out, in and out. So I'm just using my phone because it's more reliable. So anyway, I want to talk to you guys about I'm just going to go totally off the books right now because I have nothing in front of me. I have nothing planned. I have no internet right now because I'm using my phone, which I typically internet off of because the place I'm at has no signal. But aside all that bullshit, who cares? I should be getting to the smart marks. Okay, this Sunday, TLC, Table, Ladders, and Chairs, the final pay-per-view of the year for the WWE. And it's going to see a huge, huge WWE title unification match that everybody on the internet is complaining about because it's John Cena, the ass kisser, and Randy Orton, the barrier. So I think I said to Artrell, you know, from the Artrell show, when I called in, you know, sometime this week on his show, that either way, this show, not the show, but this match is going to be the death. The new death of the IWC. You know why? Because they're two of their most disliked guys on the whole internet going head-to-head. So no matter who wins and who loses, Walmart is going to sell out of razor blades and bleach. Yeah, I know, right? It's awesome to watch the IWC say they kill themselves yet again for the 156 millionth time. But, what else? It should be, you know, fairly entertaining in my book, you know, I mean, because last year's TLC pay-per-view wasn't all that bad, you know, it's completely off subject, but, you know, these pay-per-views, I want to talk to all the smart market people about the WWE's lack of having too many pay-per-views, or habit of having too many pay-per-views, I mean. Yes, you are right. The WWE, they do have a lot of pay-per-views. But you know what? You know what? They make money off of them. You get what I mean? They make money off of them. There are people out there that they still pay to watch them and not watch illegal streams, even though I am a person that watches illegal streams because I can't afford to shell out money each and every month for the review. Excuse me, guys, because it's so expensive nowadays. And there are people out there that will come to the venue and pay the huge amount of money to watch the show in person. Business, people. Business, business, business. And the problem with smart marks, like, I'm sorry if I'm being a little boring tonight, guys. I mean, I know I'm usually more charismatic than I usually am right now, but I told you I can only give half of myself tonight because I'm at my mom and my grandmother's house, and I do not want to be too loud because I don't want them fussing at me. But the thing with smart marks that bothers me the most, they don't give a shit what's good for business. All they care about is what is good for themselves. I mean, damn. You guys are so freaking retarded, it's not even funny. I mean, you guys, I was arguing with one of you jackasses in the NoDQ.com wrestling conversation, whatever the fuck that fucking group is, the other day, and this alfalfa-looking black guy named Julius, who has the same name as one of my cousins, by the way, he is so fucking, you are a prime example of why most wrestlers today do not like wrestling fans, and why CM Punk does not like wrestling fans. You don't give a shit about what's good for business. You think you know what's good for business, but you really don't. You think the Attitude Era was the best time in the world. I'm going to tell you something right now, and I'm saying this not behind the keyboard. I'm saying this with my mouth. It was a cool but shitty time, all right? It was true. It was awesome but tremendously overrated, all right? Stupid shit like Mae Young giving birth to a hand. The choppy choppy, the PP with Val Venus and Kayentai. Just stupid shit like that is the reason why the Attitude Era would not work in today's day and age. And you have the blood, the guts, the tits and ass, the half nudity, the sexual content. You think any of that will work on TV with the WWE nowadays? If the WWE were to stay like that in this day and age, they would get thrown off TV. They would lose sponsors. They would lose advertisers. They would lose everything that they worked so hard to grab and to help get their company to where it is right now. All that would be lost. You fans, you smart marks, do not understand a business, so stop trying to act like you know how to run a business because you don't fucking know shit. You don't know what's good for business. You don't know what it means to be held back. You don't know what's bad for business. You don't know anything, okay? I'm going to tell you this right now. Stop acting like you know everything because you do know shit. You don't know anything about running a business. I'm telling you, I work for a huge company, and it's called FedEx. And when I got my orientation, when I was in my orientation, you want to know what they told me? The same thing that all of us who actually understand what the WWE and that the WWE is, it says to all of you. FedEx is a business, and what is the number one goal of a business? To make money. That's the number one goal of any business in the world. It doesn't matter what the business is. It could be FedEx. It could be UPS. It can be McDonald's, it can be Coca-Cola, it can be Pepsi, it can be Wells Fargo, it can be a tire-making company, it can be the NBA, it can be NFL, it can be the UFC, and or the WWE. They all are businesses or have business sides to them. The number one goal of any business is to make some dough. And if you don't understand that, if you can't get that, if somebody's explained this to you 5 or 6 million times, which they probably have, and you still don't give a shit, and you're always complaining on the internet, this is what I tell you. You see that little clicker? That little clicker next to your television right there? Actually, it's on your, probably on your armrest, on your nightstand, or on your bed, or in your lap, up your ass. I don't know where it is. It's this little thing called a remote. You know what I mean? See, what you do is you grab the fucking thing and you take your finger, your index finger, with your right hand index finger or your left hand index finger, whichever the fuck one you use, whether you're right-handed or your left-handed, your half-handed, your back-handed, your head-handed, I don't know. It's up to you. You take your index finger and you put it on the channel change button. See what I mean? Hang on. Let me explain it in a tone sense that you guys can understand.
What you do is, you take, like, were remote and you changed, like, channel up, like, from WWE, you think so shitty of company, and you are unhappy with what WWE is doing with product, you look stupid when you continue to watch WWE, and yet you still complain about what they are doing with product.
Can you understand me now? I'm speaking stupid. I'm speaking stupid. You guys should be able to understand me perfectly. I'm speaking stupid. Here, let me continue. You get what I mean? No? I just sat here and explained it in the best way that I could to you guys, even in your own language, and you still don't get it. And you know why you don't get it? Because you choose not to get it. Because you're an asshole.
Everybody knows that you're just an asshole. Everywhere that you go, people wanna play rogues. Everybody knows, so don't pretend to be nice. There's no place you can't hide. You are just an asshole.
So, if there are any smart barks that are listening to me right now that I just called out and made fun of, let me borrow something from one of my favorite rappers and songwriters. Thanks for the support, asshole. Asshole. Once again, let me rewind that. You didn't get that? You didn't get that? Let me rewind it. Yeah, asshole. Thanks for the support, asshole. We didn't get that. Thanks for the support, asshole. Man. Even when I'm in another place, I can still have the ability to be fucking awesome. You know why? Because I am fucking awesome. I mean, I'm so awesome, but I think I'm going to play you guys one of my favorite songs to kill some time while I take a break. While I take, like, maybe a 1-2-minute break. No. This is my show. I can do whatever I want. So I don't care if any of you don't like the music that I want to play. I'm going to play what I want when I want because it's my show, and I'm the fucking man. I got the microphone right now, and yeah, you get it. Let's see. While I catch my breath, oh, I know what I'm going to play. I'm going to play this. I'm sure this will piss some smart marks off. This is right along the realms of John Cena and the kitty audience. Hang on. Hell, I even sing it to piss you off. If it was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. I can take a position you've never been before. Baby, take a chance on it, I never know. I got money in my hand that I really like to blow. Swag, on you. Or even fondue. I don't know about me, but I know about you. So the hell to the sound in 3, 2.
I'd like to be everything you want. Hey, girl, can I talk to you? If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. And you are all right.
Oh, wait. Here's a song to annoy the smart marks. You guys like music? You guys are close-minded, so you probably listen to only... Well, what the fuck am I doing? This is my show. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I'm just fucking around. Fuck you, smart marks. Let's sing. Hey, all my fans that are listening to this, sing this with me loud and proud if you know the words. If you like some Justin Timberlake, let's sing it to annoy the shit out of them. Sing it loud and proud. Come on, sing with me. Here we go, y'all. Step with me.
Hey, little mama, ain't gonna ask me if I want to. Just tell me, can I get a light? Will you want to let it run through my veins? Cause I can always see my stuff when I'm on you.
And now I wanna ask us now, I love you. Now you got me hopped up on it. No more like
fucking smart.
Woo, this is fun.
But baby, it's all about you, baby. Yeah.
You're my little push of butt smart. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, 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 yeah.
You want just some stupid dumb smarks. Fuck you.
Now hey, stupid smarks. You guys don't know shit. And you jack up the incest porn and look at a woman with a huge clit.
You give me a taste of all the things.
Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, smart. Fuck you, smart. Fuck you, smart. Cause you're always jacking off to incest porn. You are dumb. You're making fun of Cena. Cause you think you can wrestle a bad American champ.
Okay, I'm done. I killed myself. I'm sorry, y'all. I couldn't help it. I got to do shit like this. Cause I can. This is my show. Should I cover another song about smart marks? Should I sing more about them? What else do we have here? What can I take on here and turn into a smart mark this song? Okay. Let's try this. Let's up some of the words. Check 1-2. Check 1-2. Here we go. Smacking smart, smacking smart, smacking stupid ass smart, smacking smart, smacking smart, smacking stupid ass smart, smacking smart, smacking smart, smacking stupid ass smart, smacking smart, smacking smart, smacking stupid ass smart. I'll kick your asses and give no passes. You don't get pussy. I'm always smacking smart, always smacking smart, smacking smart, smacking them smart, smack them in their face, I kick them in their nuts. Check 1-2, check 1-2, I smack them in their face, I smack them all around. They always beat their meat, they live in their mom's basement, they criticize John Cena, and he's fucking a Bella. Yeah. Smacking smart, smacking smart. Come on, y'all sing it with me. Come on. Smacking smart, smacking smart, smacking stupid ass smart. 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 Smack, smacking smart. Well, matter of fact, we can't even kick in your nuts because you guys don't have no nuts. Okay, I'm done. Whew. I'm finding ways to entertain you guys. I'm trying to find new ways to make the show better and make the show more charismatic or more exciting than I can. I'm doing what I can, guys. I'm trying to keep y'all entertained. For those of y'all who are sticking around listening to me, I thank you. I really do. I appreciate it. For those of you who are like, this fucking guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a dumbass. Well, fuck you too. Anyway. What's the perfect song for a smart mark on here? There's got to be something. I have no idea. Okay. Anyway, guys. You guys are too much, man. Everybody is listening to me. I want you to do something for me right now. All right. I want you to take your right hand, stick a fist in the air, and stick up your middle finger, and as loud as you can at the top of your lungs, I want you to yell. I want you to yell. I want you to yell in 3, 2, 1. Just yell. Scream out a random line. I don't give a fuck. Okay. Guys, I have this story that I want to tell you guys off subject of smarts for a little while. This is just for a good laugh. It might gross me all out. It might not. This story was told to me, or I heard it from Nickelback's lead singer, Chad Kroeger, if you guys know him. I'm pretty sure there are some Nickelback fans that listen to me. So, let's listen, because he told us in concert at least a few times. Wakes up one day. Oh, actually, fuck it. I always get that shit wrong. Let me start over. A husband wakes up one day and decides he's going to get the dog, get his wife, they're going to gas up the car, and they're going to go fishing, right? But the problem is his wife absolutely, totally despises fishing, hates it. And he's like, come on, baby, it'll be good. Let's get the dog, get the car, all right, let's go fishing. She's like, no, I don't really want to go fishing. And he goes, all right. But there's only two ways you're going to get out of this. One is oral, and the other is anal. So choose one. And she goes, okay, baby. But you and I both know which one it's going to be. So she leans over, starts to give him a little bit of love, starts 10 seconds into the BJ, she stops, pulls away immediately and says, sweetheart, you taste like shit. And his response is, well, sorry, but the dog didn't want to go fishing either. Does anybody get it? Yeah, I know, right? It's fucking gross. So, guys, now that you heard it, I want you to go wherever you want to. Tell that joke to your friends. Make them puke in their soup. You get it? And I want to also take the time to, if you, to say that anybody out there who's listening to me right now, help me get out there, all right? You know, I want to see if I can get this as big as I can get it, you know. Tell your friends about me. Tell your other wrestling friends about me. Just make sure they're not stupid-ass smart marks, so I'm going to bash a living shadow, all right? Tell your friends about me. Tell your mom and dad about me. Tell your aunts and uncles. Tell your cousins, your nieces, your nephews, everybody. Anybody you know that loves wrestling and loves and hates wrestling smart marks, tell them to look up the smarts list. The smarts list. You get it? Smarts list. And if they do like me and they love listening to me, and this goes for all of you too, you can also follow me on Twitter. That's lowercase x, that's at lowercase x, Chris F, all caps, another lowercase x. You guys get that? That's at lowercase x, Chris F, C-H-R-I-S-F, that's all caps, and then another lowercase f. Follow me on Twitter. I mean, not lowercase f, I mean lowercase x. You guys get it. That's x, not f, x. Let me say it one last time so I won't mess anybody up. At lowercase x, Chris F, C-H-R-I-S-F, that's all caps, and another lowercase x. Follow me on Twitter. Send me your tweets. Send me your ideas. Send me anything that you want me to talk about. Send me any outrageous bullshit from a smart mark or a stupid-ass internet fan or attitude tard or attitude era mark that you see on the internet, and I will feel free to talk about it on the show, and I might even give you a shout-out. But, yeah, so, man. And let's also talk about the Slammies this past week. That crowd, whew, that crowd was crazy for Daniel Bryan, weren't they? Weren't they? I know. It was freaking amazing. No, it's not something. And everybody's, you know, I mean, it's to a point where, you know, the WWE can't really ignore how over Daniel Bryan is. I mean, hey, Smart Mike, so you see what's going on right now? Daniel Bryan is over like crazy right now, but I'm going to explain it to you again why he's over, so you won't be thinking, so you won't confuse wrestling skills with charisma. Daniel Bryan is not over because he can wrestle. he is over because, hey, he has a huge connection with that crowd and the audience and the people watching at home. And if you don't believe me, then go back and see the reaction that he got this past Monday. That is a reaction. That is how you get over. It doesn't matter if the people cheer or boo you. They are reacting to you. They are reacting to your every move. And, another thing, Daniel Bryan didn't even have to do much. He just stood right there and just said, yeah, this is cool. This is cool, man. I like this. He didn't really have to do much. You get what I mean? Basically, did virtually nothing. And that crowd went out of their fucking minds, kind of like how Chris Jericho did, kind of like how Chris Jericho's crowd did years ago here in my hometown in Memphis, Tennessee, by the way, when he returned. You get what I mean? You don't? You probably never will if you don't get it. But I'm sure the people who know me, especially the wrestlers that I know, including Quan Chang and Robert and Brian, you know, everybody that I know, Mikey, you guys know that I would not use any of these terms if I did not, you know, try to have a decent understanding of what they meant. There are people out there that they're stupid. They're like, oh, you think you can use insider terms? Correction, dumbass. I don't use insider terms around just anybody, okay? I only use it around the people that know me, that are in the business. They know me well. They know me. I mean no harm and no disrespect. I don't use them around WWE wrestlers. It's like using a professional wrestler's or any celebrity's real name. You don't do that. You don't know them like that. There's a certain way you got to carry yourself as a fan when you're around wrestlers. You don't use insider terms. You don't use the term heel. You don't use the term bear. You don't use the term babyface. You don't use any of that shit. All right? The only reason I use it is because the people that I use around know me, and they know me really well. And they actually like me, and they respect me. I wouldn't go around the way I'm talking to you guys now, you're talking about smarks and heels and baby faces and being over and all this shit. I would not go and talk about this to a WWE superstar unless they actually really knew me. So all you that go around using insider terms like heel, baby face, all that shit, cut it out. Because most people in the business, they actually find it pretty fucking disrespectful, all right? And I don't like to disrespect them. Okay, I want to keep them on my brain. I want to keep them as high on a pedestal as I can to show that I love and respect these boys. That's why I can't stand smart marks when they always think they know better than the people involved. It's disrespectful. But in conclusion, people, I would like to personally, you know, just say I appreciate y'all for listening to me, you know, and once again, I'm sorry for all the, you know, hustle, loyalty, and respect that I give professional wrestlers and the business, and I actually understand why John Cena is on top, you know. I guess it makes me a stupid mark and a stupid WWE fanboy, a stupid WWE ass kisser, you know what I mean? And what do I know? You know, what do I know about the professional wrestling business? You know what I mean? I'm just a stupid mark. I don't know shit. I need to go look at the real promotions like Ring of Honor and watch that. That's real wrestling. Right? Right? That's one of the many, many, many stupid things that smart marks say on the internet. And in closing, once again, smart marks, anybody that thinks ROH is real wrestling, if you want real wrestling, go watch the Olympics or go watch a local high school wrestling team compete. Okay? That is where you will find your real wrestling. If the fans want to see real wrestling, that is where they will go. In conclusion, thanks, guys. I really appreciate y'all listening to me. I'm about to get up out of here. Peace and love, y'all. Thank you. Good night.